all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. So you have probably heard of Jonah. He has his own book in the Bible. And Jonah is famous for being swallowed by the whale, the giant fish. He was thrown into the ocean off of the boat, and God sends this great fish to save and rescue him, and the great fish swallows him up. And then vomits Jonah on the shore after 3 days. Vomits him up from the deep. And Jonah, sure to drown, is resurrected on dry land into new life. What you probably or maybe don't remember is why Jonah was thrown overboard in the first place. Why he ended up on that ship. And the answer is Nineveh. Nineveh was the reason that Jonah was on that ship and got thrown off. The Lord had told Nineveh, told Jonah, the beginning of the book of Jonah, to go and preach to Nineveh, preach against Nineveh. Its evil had gone up to the Lord. The Lord had noticed what an evil city it was. Nineveh was the capital of the empire of Assyria. Assyria was a great and powerful empire at the time, and Nineveh was, by some accounts, the largest city in the world. Nineveh was a powerful evil empire that was a sworn enemy of Israel, God's people. And in fact, in Bible history, Assyria came and conquered Israel, the northern half of Israel, and laid it to waste, and took 3/4 of the territory and carried the people of Israel off into captivity, put fish hooks through their nose and strung them up and walked them through the desert back into exile. They were known as a fierce and evil people, warrior people. And so God hears of Nineveh and tells Jonah to go and preach against them. But Jonah doesn't want to do it. And so he runs away. He says, I'm going to go to Tarshish. I'm going to go to Disney World. I'm going to go to the beach. I'm not going to go to Nineveh. That's a hard job, God. So he hops on a ship. But of course, God sends a storm. The sailors figure out it's Jonah. They throw him overboard. And the rest is history, as they say. But our lesson this morning from chapter 3 and 4 of Jonah tells the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. And now, the rest of the story. After Jonah has been vomited up onto dry land, he washes off his fish stink, and the Lord comes to him again, as the text says, a second time. And the Lord said, Jonah, you know, probably thinks he's home free. But the Lord says, nah, hold on, Jonah. Right? We've still got some unfinished business. Remember, I told you to go and preach against that city of Nineveh, to call out its evil. So go and get going. And so Jonah, having just survived the fish ordeal, rethinks his strategy of running away, and he obeys. And he goes to Nineveh, and he preaches his message. And he preaches a harsh message, a harsh message of judgment. 40 days, Nineveh, he says, and you will be overthrown. God will destroy you. A message of law and destruction. God is not mocked, says Jonah. Your sin has come to God's attention, and you will be punished. But as Jonah preaches, an amazing and unexpected thing happens. The Ninevites actually listen. They hear the word of Jonah, and miracle of miracles, they believe. They listened and they heard his word. They call a fast. They repent of their evil. They turn from their wicked ways, and they trust in God. Amazing. Nineveh, foreign city, sworn Israel, sworn enemy of Israel, repent and believe Jonah's word. Jonah must have been ecstatic, overjoyed. My preaching has been a success. Every pastor, every preacher wishes for such a response. Only he wasn't. Jonah was not ecstatic. He was, in fact, angry. And he was angry at God. And he shakes his fist at God. And he says, God, I knew this was going to happen. He's angry at God because God did not rain down fire and brimstone on the city of Nineveh. God did not overthrow that city. The Ninevites got away with it. God, in the end, had mercy on them. The people turned away from their sin, and God turned away from his anger. And he showed himself to be gracious and kind, not just to the people of Israel, not just to his chosen people, but to Ninevites, Gentiles, enemies of God, foreigners. And he shows them mercy. And it really ticked Jonah off. He could not stand it. He said, God, I knew you were going to do this. I knew it. That's why I got on the ship in the first place. Because I knew when you told me to go and preach to the Ninevites that their city would be overthrown, that you weren't going to do it. Because I know you, God. And I know that you are merciful and loving. It's an amazing little story, an amazing outcome. You see, Jonah didn't like the Ninevites, but God did. Jonah, in fact, hated the Ninevites, but God loved them. Jonah was in it for the punishment and the judgment and the destruction. He wanted to see God's fury. He felt like the Ninevites deserved it. As well they did. But God was in it for the mercy. Jonah liked that first part of the message. Your city will be overthrown. I am preaching against you. And he wanted to stop there. But God went further. Jonah knew it, you know. He said, God, I know you. I know you are gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and you relent from disaster. But Jonah didn't like that part of it. He wanted God to be a God of law and justice, right and wrong, black and white. But the truth is that when God rails against sin, when he sends his preachers to preach law, when we hear those messages of Scripture that threaten punishment, that threaten hell and fire and destruction, when God speaks of judgment and wrath, he does it only for one reason, and that is to forgive. That is God's purpose. That is God's personality. That is who God is, that he has mercy. As that Old Testament creed repeated over and over in the Old Testament, God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, shows that's who he is. God only preaches the law so that we might come to know our sin. God only sends judgment that we might turn away from the way of wickedness and embrace his mercy. God only points out our sin so that he might also then point us to the cross, where he sent his Son to have mercy. And what is a promise in the Old Testament, that God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, becomes a reality when God himself takes flesh and takes all of the punishment and the wrath on himself. That's the kind of God that he is. Brothers and sisters, we live in Nineveh. Our world, as it always has done, teeters and leans away from God. In fact, you and I, on a daily basis, lean and teeter away from God. God's will is immutable and right, but our world veers on its own course, and we veer on our own course. Living in Nineveh, we may feel like Jonah, angry. Angry at this world, angry at our culture, angry at those around us who are living in such a way that we know to be wrong. We may feel despair at our own selves, that though we know what is right to do, we are unable to do it, and we continue to veer off course. We live in Nineveh in more ways than one. But whether we are Jonah, angry at the world for going off course, angry that there is not justice, angry that there is not punishment, or whether we are, like the Ninevites themselves, distant from God, we must know that God's wrath is not his final word. His final word is grace and mercy. He threatens us. His wrath is real. He's not play acting. He's not the wrath is not a show. He is indeed angry over sin. His punishment is real. But his ultimate purpose is always and always and always forgiveness, to pardon, to show mercy. He wants us only to know him as the Lord of steadfast love, as the God of mercy. We must encounter and know him as a threatening God. If we did not encounter him as such, we would not know that we in fact need him. The doctor must tell us the bad news. The doctor must point at the scan. The doctor must show us what is wrong in order to cure and heal us. And so God also. But God takes no pleasure in the death of sinners, but that they would turn and live. It is a dangerous thing to end up in the seat of Jonah, to be more full of wrath, to be more righteous than God himself. Don't hate sinners more than God does. Don't despair of yourself, that you are too far gone for his mercy. God has not despaired of you or the Ninevites or our world. For this is the God we know and worship, the God who is steadfast, who is full of mercy, abounding in steadfast love, and who relents from disaster. May we ever hold fast to that God in true faith and know him to be our Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the Voice of St. Paul. God be with you.